اون چیزی که انسان را مطمئن می کند ذکر خدا، ذکر الله تطمئن القلوب.
Be aware, the hearts find rest in Allah's remembrance.
Spring of truth.
Allahu ya Allah subhanallah. Allahu ya Allah walhamdulillah. Allahu wa la ilaha illallah. Allahu ya Allah wallahu akbar.
July 12, 1983. Place Hosseiniya Jamaran, Tehran. Subject: Spiritual Purification and Focus on Spirituality. The ultimate perfection of human beings has been to know that they are helpless to understand that they are incapable of worshipping Allah. In the prostrate or sujood, you endorse His infallibility, and after prostration, you glorify Him as and say takbir. Next, again, you say the glorification of takbir and prostrate in sujood and endorse His infallibility. All of these are in order to make you understand that the subject is far higher than this.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم السلام عليكم ورحمة الله dear audience welcome to a new episode of Spring of the Truth from IRIB English Radio on the subject of Persian New Year or Nowruz, Imam Khomeini rahmatullah alayhi said, I am hopeful that God Almighty will make this year the year of mercy, blessings, purity, brotherhood, and equality, and that the entire nation and the government and all of the officials shall unite together and collectively lead this country toward prosperity and welfare, and succeed in fulfilling all the needs of the nation, and confront any kind of transgression, which are part and parcel of all revolutions. Well, here Imam Rahmatullah alayhi is talking about the changes that a nation can go through in order to reach success. This statement is also a beneficent prayer for people in the beginning of the year, which is called Nowruz in Persian culture. The great Imam regularly gave congratulatory messages on an occasion of New Year and issued special advices on how to handle the country's affairs and matters.
يا ربنا صل على طه النبي وآله
صلى الله عليه
صل
يا رسول الله
يا ربنا صل
The great religious and spiritual leader sought a real change and transformation in the individual's lives during New Year due to its coincidence with spring and closely association with pleasant nature. Imam Rahmatullah Alayh also arranged circles and welcome meetings for the officials and people from various walks of life in the beginning days of each new year. He also put emphasis on reciting the special supplications and seeking God Almighty's assistance to overcome the material and spiritual troubles during the lifetime and the world hereafter. The great Imam maintained that spring was closely linked with the revival of nature and mankind, and societies could also take a new start and correct their behavior in lines with human and ethical values during this time. Thank you very much for listening to us. Until another episode, I bid you farewell and may Allah protect you all.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
Every night and every day, never forget
إله إلا